Well, it has come to our attention that you're looking for yet another episode of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. It's a review of what we got done.
Sure it is.
On our morning show.
Sure.
At Planet 93.9, the Quad Cities Real Alternative Radio. You know, you could listen to it live if you wanted to.
That is fantastic. It's so futuristic.
I know. It's like living in a tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow world. I don't understand how any of it works, but I'm glad that you're here. You've downloaded this, obviously. You're listening to it. Maybe you subscribe to it. Now let's give you the goods. Where do you want to get started?
How about number one? Let's go with number one.
One.
Number one.
Number one.
Number one. And this should be obvious.
Okay, number one.
Number one.
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 Number one.
Hotel night manager accused of entering a room and sucking on a man's toes. This happened apparently in Nashville. You wake up in the middle of the night and there's just some dude sucking your toes. 52-year-old David Neal arrested by the Metro Nashville Police Department, charged with aggravated burglary and assault.
And enjoy the continental breakfast.
What? What? Investigators say Mr. Neal cloned a key card and then let himself into a guest's room around 5 o'clock in the morning. I got to have those toes.
It's a very interesting place to be. Very strange mindset. Well, that leads you to this.
If I stayed at a Hilton and I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and there's some guy sucking my toes, I would assume that I was having a very weird dream, that it wasn't really happening. I don't think I'd be able to come to grips with what was going on.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, just out of like a reflex, wouldn't the first thing you do is like just kick him in the face?
Yes! Yes, that would be understandable.
I mean, because you might have thought...
Just as a reflex. Not here to kink shame.
I didn't even know it was a guy.
When you go back to your hotel room for the night, you expect some level of privacy, but a man says his sense of security was completely violated.
Yes, no, she raises a good point, the anchor here in this story. You don't expect a dude to just be sucking on your toes in the middle of the night.
Unless, of course, that's something you pay for.
After an incident 2 months ago, News Channel 5's Chris Davis has the disturbing story.
I was in Nashville for a work conference.
Peter, I'm here on business!
I'm here on business.
I want everyone to know that the reason I was in Nashville was work-related. I did not go specifically to get my toes sucked by this gentleman.
Brennan was fast asleep inside the Hilton downtown Nashville when he woke up to a nightmare.
I awoke to a gentleman, an employee of the Hilton, assaulting me.
He claims he saw a hotel employee performing sexual acts on his feet.
Instantly jumped up and was screaming, you know, went into a sort of fact-finding mode. Who are you? Why are you in my room? What are you doing?
Fact-finding mode.
So this cat's sucking on my toes, and I decide it's time to activate fact-finding mode. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
I was going to give him a chance to explain himself.
Maybe there's a reason he's doing this.
Maybe he's got a legitimate reason.
Hey. I'm not going to jump to conclusions. Not with my foot in some guy's mouth.
I'll hear you out.
But I could see he was wearing a uniform, he had his name tag on, and then he was talking to me, but not giving me any like substantive answers.
I couldn't understand anything he was saying on kind of how my toes were in his mouth.
In his defense, his mouth was full.
Well, how did he get inside? Peter thinks the hotel employee may have cloned his room key.
Listen, anybody who works, I don't have to ask that question.
How did a manager how did the manager at Hilton Hotel get in his room?
That I figured out.
How does this even happen?
That I think I can figure out.
Wait a minute. That's not the part of the story any of us are struggling to wrap our brains around.
No.
Wait a minute. What?
And let himself right into the room.
Once he opened the door, There was nothing stopping him from going into the hotel
room.
How
did he get access?
Hilton security guard was unhelpful. Brennan called in Metro Police, who launched an investigation. They discovered the employee was actually the night manager, David Neal, and have issued a warrant for his arrest. And it turns out this isn't his only run-in with the law.
We found multiple crimes, felonies, prison time, court decisions.
Knowing that, Peter's attorney has filed a lawsuit against David Neal in Hilton Hotels in hopes they'll change some company policies.
Yeah.
Such as having him as an employee.
Do you, is it in your literature here at the night manager pamphlet to not come into people's rooms and suck on their toes? Because I'd like that in writing.
Maybe he shouldn't be left alone at night.
Well, they have to be very careful with who you give access to that has the ability to create guest key cards for any room in the hotel.
The Hilton Corporation referred us to a local manager, saying the downtown hotel is independently owned. That manager tells News Channel 5 they don't comment on ongoing investigations, but quote, the safety and security of our guests and team members is our highest priority.
I'd argue it's not, though. How do you ever go to a hotel?
This guy's had that many run-ins with the law, and you leave him alone to be in charge at night?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, it doesn't really seem like it's a priority at all, Hilton.
I still don't even feel safe in my own home.
So as for Peter, this
No, man. I was going to ask, how do you ever go to a hotel again?
Well, you don't. But you should be able to feel safe in your own home.
Who is, there's the comedian, is it Nate, Bartgate? Is that the guy's name? Mm. I saw a clip of him. He was talking about when he was a kid, you know, the TV show, Rescue 911 with your host, William Shatner.
Premise
of the show, it was on in the 90s. It was on CBS. And the premise was they would take the most dramatic 911 calls, and then they would reenact them.
Oh, okay.
Right? And he was there as your host to kind of walk through things. And this comedian was saying that when he was a kid, he walked in one time when his mom and dad, in the 90s, his mom and dad were watching Rescue 911, mm-hmm. and there was a story about a guy who was in bed, and his foot was outside of the covers, and somebody went in and grabbed him by the foot while he was sleeping. And this guy says to this day, he's in his 30s, he cannot sleep with his feet outside of the covers because he saw that on a TV show. Hmm. He was so traumatized by the idea that someone could just grab your foot in the middle of the night that he to this day cannot have his foot exposed under any circumstances. Imagine now you're at the Nashville Hilton on business. And the next thing you know, you got the night manager.
It's a strange thing to talk about during your stand-up routine.
It's much funnier than I presented it.
Whole episode is still a nightmare. He keeps reliving.
I'm having problems sleeping, frankly. Going through some PTSD, talking to a therapist.
Chris Davis, News Channel 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone looks like they might be padding their punitive damages.
Listen, whatever this guy's able to get out of Hilton, he deserves every penny.
Listen, I don't have a problem.
Listen, the Nashville Hilton is owned independently, so
been looking to take a bite out of Conrad Hilton for quite some time, haven't you? Be my guest.
Oh, that's just crazy. And then as I'm doing my due diligence to make sure that this is a real story, and it is, this is real, I made the mistake of, looking up, incidents where people get their toes sucked in the middle of the night. And it turns out this happens more often than you might think. For example,
Florida.
There's this story of a Florida man who woke up on Christmas Eve to find a burglar sucking on his toes. What?
Oh, oh,
oh. What? Christmas Eve. That's the memory I have of Christmas. Woke up to a fella sucking on my toes.
Happy New Year to you in jail.
When the Resident asked the stranger what he was doing in his house. The stranger said that he was, quote, there to suck on toes. A fight broke out, and during the struggle, the suspect tried to grab the victim's genitals and claimed to have a gun. The victim eventually forced this guy out of his house, but deputies say the suspect smashed one of the home windows as well as the windshield of the resident's car. They were able to then swab the victim's toes for DNA and tried to track the suspect down with a police dog. But the alleged toe-sucking burglar escaped. We're going to have your toes swabbed for the saliva that was left on them by the Christmas Eve toe-sucking bandit.
I just want to be left alone. It's just, I don't know. Toes just...
Yeah.
Not my thing.
No. Again.
I mean, I understand. I have certainly heard the foot fetish. I don't get it.
I don't get the idea of if you want to suck on a toe and somebody says knock yourself out, that's that. I get that. I don't get breaking into somebody's house. There's obviously a lot to unpack into whatever's going on into your mind when you're doing this.
Well, yeah, this whole idea that you're thinking to yourself, this is going to work out just fine.
I can't see this ending any way other than awesome.
This is just going to be the best.
Hello there.
What could possibly go wrong?
This is the start of a beautiful friendship.
I'd be stupid to not do it.
Number two.
Number two.
Number two.
Number two.
Boy, we've been having a lot of fun with these unpopular opinions. And we urge you, if you have an unpopular opinion you'd like to share with us, the text line should be right there on your radio at 563-223-8355. Put that in your phone and then you'll have it forever. And then it'll just be easier to text your buddies, Dave and Darren, whenever you need us for anything. Unpopular opinions, Darren.
Or at least people think they are. Right? The people that are writing in.
I think that the bulk of these that we've shared have been unpopular. There have been one or two where you and I have agreed, and I think reasonable people would agree with what they believe is an unpopular opinion. But yes. Maybe in their experience, the people they hang out with all think they're crazy for thinking it.
In the eye of the beholder.
Yes. Yes. This is all subjective. These are, again, unpopular opinions. And this is one that I wanted to share because, I mean, this is the essence of it. Being able to share different viewpoints is something that is so important. We should be able to listen to each other and maybe disagree, but not be disagreeable. I like it, they write here, when the middle of a Hot Pocket is kind of cold. Not frozen, but cold. With pepperoni and cheese Hot Pockets especially, you start with the melty, tongue-destroying end, followed by a nice, cool middle. And pepperoni and cheese have a different flavor when they're cold, so you get a variety of flavors. And finishing off with the now-perfect temperature remaining end. Also, you get the full, solid chunks of cheese in the middle. Yum. I would say that is certainly an unpopular opinion.
It's not how I would like to go about things.
No.
It's a dangerous snack. I'll give you that.
Unpopular opinion. Stonehenge is better than the pyramids. The pyramids of Egypt are a marvel and very much worth being a world wonder. However, I believe that Stonehenge is surrounded by such a cloud of mystery that it makes it hard for me not to prefer them. The pyramids were created to be awed at, a product of ego and class division. This contrasts with Stonehenge, which exists because and was created by, well, we don't know. It's hard to place why it intrigues me so much. So I don't have a very strong argument, but I... firmly stick with this viewpoint.
You're certainly allowed to prefer what you prefer.
But to say better than...
Well, they enjoy them more.
Mm-hmm.
That's my preference.
Unpopular popular opinion. I don't see anything wrong with weeds on a yard. Plenty of folks I know, young and old, tend to display distaste or lack of care toward the presence of weeds on a lawn. Dandelions, crabgrass, what have you. And I personally see nothing wrong with them. I perfectly understand wanting to have a nice clean lawn for your own. Mm-hmm. I cut my grass often enough myself. I just don't really have any problems with weeds growing. If anything, I enjoy looking out at an expanse of grass littered with dandelions and knowing that warm weather is on the way. That's all. I just like weeds.
Keep it natural.
Unpopular opinions. The bottom of a salty snack bag is the best part.
It's pretty salty down there.
The very bottom of the bag is the very best part of any salty snack. Examples, saltines or Cheez-Its. The last crumbly part of the bag that's a mixture of salt and crumbs, that's what makes the bag whole.
Boy, you like it salty. And I'm a salt fan, but
that's too much salt. Yeah,
that's just, and there's no real pieces left either.
You're
eating dust, essentially.
Yeah,
you're eating salty dust.
You're going to end up with Cheez-It lung is what you're going to end up with. Unpopular opinion. You don't owe a person back if you didn't ask for a favor. I notice that when people do something for you, they always expect something in return, despite you never asking. Like I was going to pay for my drink, and my friend offered. And then later on, is going to ask, do I got them? And I said no, and they got mad. Typically, I buy my own.
Thanks for buying me a drink.
Typically, I buy my own stuff, and they're free to do the same. Yeah. I have no issue with people buying stuff the way it is usually done, but it's disrespectful. But I don't feel you owe someone something just because they did something for you. Sure, it's probably the morally right thing to do, but
legally, no. I guess.
But you can take morals off the table. And then what have you got?
Yes, legally you don't owe them.
Unpopular opinions. It is so cringe when people moan and nod when they're eating. I kind of get when people do it on... Exactly. We call this the bung principle. I kind of get it when people do it on cooking shows and videos to show what they made is good to let the audience know. But if you're doing it at a restaurant, it's weird. Like, please stop. Uh-huh. I remember I went on a few dates with this guy, and he'd always nod after every bite.
Like, yes.
Oh, this is
yes, yes.
This,
no, yeah,
this is working for me. Unpopular opinion. Chris Pratt was much better as Andy in Parks and Rec than as Star-Lord in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. Personally, I think he peaked in Parks and Rec. And since then, he's been okay at the very best.
Didn't they? Yeah, because it just surprises me that he's had the kind of rise as a star that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw that show some.
Yeah.
Didn't they basically make him out as like a dummy?
Yeah, he's a doofus. He's a big goofy doofus. Yes. Like,
but now I'm a leading man.
That's how he. Yeah.
I mean, they were. It was. They dummied him down, right? On the show.
Oh yeah, no, he's real dumb on the show.
Yeah.
He played Andy, which was the very type of character Star-Lord was, but somehow he seems lacking.
Oh,
many similarities in both characters, yet so much difference in delivery. If I was not watching the whole Marvel series, I would have skipped these sequels to Guardians of the Galaxy after watching the first one because I was so disappointed with him.
Oh, they make him a dummy in the movies too?
I don't think he's not a dummy, but he's not. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
They try to make him everyman or something?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. Last one, unpopular opinion. Hardworking project partners kind of suck. Don't get me wrong. People that do nothing are horrible on a project. But as a procrastinator, really hardworking teammates kind of ruin my learning. I usually do everything rather late.
I learn at my own speed.
But I produce consistently good results and learn something while I'm doing it. If my teammate starts working on something 2 weeks before the submission deadline, they will A, do a lot of the work without me and leave me with no motivation to figure it out on my own. And two, they're mad at me and dislike me for not doing anything. When the reality is, I would have done a lot of work if only you'd given me the chance.
Just give me a little more time.
And I know that for a fact, because I always do it when I work alone or I'm the one working with a lazy teammate. And no, I can't just stop procrastinating. It's deeply rooted within me, and I've done it my whole life.
Yeah. I need a deadline.
You know, you did all the work, but I wouldn't.
I didn't learn anything.
If only you'd given me the chance. And what have I learned in this whole effort? Nothing. And whose fault is that?
You.
Yours. Unpopular opinions. The Hot Pocket one was the best, right?
Yeah, I don't know that I agree.
I vehemently disagree.
Yeah, so that was,
but I can understand where they're coming from.
It's almost like it is the idea that it'll cool your mouth.
I think that's what they're going with.
It's like, wait a minute, I need a little relief right now.
Do I agree with the idea that a Hot Pocket should be a little cold in the center? No. But I'll defend your right to eat a kind of lukewarm Hot Pocket to the death if necessary.
Oh, absolutely.
May God bless America.
Not to the death, but...
Oh, no, not even really.
But it's something...
Not even really interested in getting up off my seat.
It's something people say.
Yes.
Three. All right, number three.
Number three.
Number three.
This is that time of year when kids at school are doing their big pranks. Fun to do pranks at the end of the school year.
You could really blow it.
Do you ever do any pranks in high
pranks?
School?
Pranks?
Yeah, like a class prank.
No, the only pranks, it wasn't even a prank. I remember someone throwing a water balloon, though. The seniors used to, is this what you were waiting for?
We revisit this story every year at this time.
And it happened.
It's one of my favorites.
It happened. For whatever reason.
Do you feel like I set you up?
Yeah, you might have. But I mean, it's the only story. It's the only story I've got.
Uh-huh. So it's the end of the year.
It's the end of the year, and the seniors would take a lap, basically like a parade around the parking lot.
Okay.
Everybody would come out and watch them. I don't know what kind of tradition that is. It's not much of one. And I can't even remember if I even participated.
Uh-huh. You just sat it out.
I don't even know if I was there, but it happens. And one of the things they did was they whipped. Some people had water balloons.
To get the seniors.
Well, no. The seniors. The seniors were throwing them at everybody else.
Now that makes more sense.
And one of the people that came out to to watch was working in the cafeteria. Working in the cafeteria as, you know, preparing meals.
So after a day of slaving over
a hot stove, she decides to
come out and support the seniors as they're leaving.
Let's just take a look.
It'll be a nice moment.
Got hit right in the nose, just the right way, with a water balloon that knocked her out. Knocked her out cold. And I think it was a girl who threw it. It wasn't like, you know, the quarterback or the star baseball pitcher.
No.
It was just hit her right.
Uh-huh.
It hit her right.
Took her down.
And I don't know. Maybe the balloon. I tend to think, is it possible that if you had like, if you had a balloon that hit you that way, but it was like, and it was like icy cold water. Would that make it worse?
I think just there's a lot going on. I think there's the concussive force of water slamming into your head when you're not bracing yourself for it or expecting it, right?
Yes.
I just went out. I just got away from the Sloppy
just
Joes.
Just to get a little fresh air and see what the kids were up
right.
to. And all of a sudden I get...
This is always one of my favorite parts of the job. When the seniors are gone and we get to go and applaud them as they take a lap around the parking lot.
Yeah, what kind of tradition is that?
Bunch of hillbillies.
No kidding.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, on our grand Orion Charger tradition, the seniors will walk around the parking lot.
Well, we didn't walk around it. You drove your car around it.
Oh, that's even dumber.
I know.
So you're just doing a hot lap around the parking lot.
Yeah.
Little parade.
A little parade.
And then some girl in the back of a Cutlass Supreme decides to whip up.
Water balloon.
There's that Gladys. Oh, I've been waiting for this.
Oh, it's payback time.
Your tater tots suck, Gladys.
I know it was you that got rid of the tri-tater.
In Texas, a high school student sent six of his classmates to the hospital.
You don't want that.
After deploying an intensely putrid fart spray. Okay.
I think in our case, she did snap out of it. She didn't come back to consciousness.
You're telling me she's not at the lunch lady's not in a coma to this day.
No, thankfully.
The student fessed up to the prank after fire officials and hazardous response teams had to spend 3 days investigating reports of the smell of gas at the Caney Creek High School, 45 miles north of Houston.
Well, this is what you pulled at the old place. Remember? When you got a hold of that?
Yes.
And you were having a battle with one of the salespeople?
Yes. Yes. There was some drops that you...
What was the name of the product?
I believe it was called Liquid Ass. And yeah, you'd put a couple drops under their desk.
Prague rock band. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
A student confessed to bringing a highly concentrated prank stink spray called Hens Guacht Fart Spray, according to the Caney Creek Fire and Rescue Squad. The odor was detected Wednesday, prompting a swift evacuation of all students. First responders scoured the building with gas detection equipment, but were unable to locate any signs of leaks, they say. Students returned to class the following day in spite of the lingering odor. It's still there the next day? Six kids hospitalized after suffering severe headaches from the smell.
Yeah, you used too much of that stuff.
Eight others reported feeling ill as a result of it. Oh my gosh, the school was forced to shut down for the remainder of the week, despite fire officials confirming the safety of the air quality in the building. The prankster confessed on Friday to using the fart spray, designed as, or advertised, I should say here, as a gag toy that, quote, creates a smell like real poo and fake vomit. Oh my gosh, this teenager was likely not acting alone, according to school administrators. In an email, the Caney Creek High School principal promised parents the school district was working with the district attorney's office and will, quote, address it to the fullest extent of the student code of conduct and the laws of the state of Texas. Oh, no. Funny prank, though.
Four.
Monday mornings, we like to gather up some advice columns. Maybe you can use some of this advice in your own life. Maybe you're dealing with similar issues. Probably not, though, right?
And that was good advice. Good advice. Good advice costs nothing, and it's worth the price. I sincerely doubt that the world could do without my good advice.
How? These are people writing to advice columnists with very specific issues, like this one. Is it weird that my boyfriend's taking me on an anniversary trip to Bermuda, where I've always wanted to go?
What?
I have always wanted to go to Bermuda.
Maybe that's why he's taking it.
And my boyfriend has booked a trip to celebrate our third anniversary together.
Is that weird?
I don't know. That's a little weird. What I don't like about the plan is it just happens to be where he and his ex-wife also had their honeymoon.
Okay, well, that changes things, doesn't it?
And he's often told me about what a great time they had there.
It's a great facility.
My sister and a couple of my friends think this is more than a vacation and that my boyfriend will propose to me while we're there.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the proposal, but I'm also weirded out and annoyed by his picking the same place where he and his ex-wife spent their honeymoon.
So you don't mind Bermuda. It's just you don't want that resort.
She's always wanted to go to Bermuda.
Always.
Yes. Am I being weird or is he? I'm also a little disappointed that he couldn't be a little more creative in his planning. So you say you've always wanted to go to Bermuda.
Yeah.
He's been to Bermuda.
Yeah.
He's got a place that he knows is good.
Yeah.
And your problem is that's where he went on his honeymoon with his first wife.
He's not still with his ex-wife, right?
No.
Yeah.
No. This one drives me crazy because I could see how it's a little awkward.
Yeah.
But also, you're the one that wants to go to Bermuda.
Yeah.
If you had said, I've always wanted to go to Tahiti.
Yeah.
And he booked a trip to Bermuda?
Yes.
Then that would be weird. Yeah. Well, because that's where my ex-wife and I had our honeymoon.
And I know it's great.
That would be weird. But when you're the one that puts out there, Bermuda's a place you've always wanted to go.
I happen to know a great place in Bermuda.
I've been there. Yeah. It's excellent.
Yeah.
Right?
I still like the girl that was commenting earlier today on her boyfriend who always shakes his head while he eats. After every bite. Yes.
Here's another one. You want to know what the advice columnist says? I forgot that part. The advice columnist in this case says there are many good reasons why your boyfriend would want to go back to Bermuda. There's something to be said for having a travel companion with even a basic knowledge of a location that's completely new to you.
Yeah.
In this case, your boyfriend could act as an amateur tour guide. That's the thing. You've never been to Bermuda. I have. We got to go somewhere else in Bermuda that I've never been. I guess that would be a decent compromise, but I know this place is great.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff that he did with his ex-wife that he might do with you someday, you know? You take a girl to the movies and it doesn't work out. Do you never go to the movies again with a girl? That's ridiculous.
Not the same movie.
I really want us to go see this movie. It's very important to me. Here's another one that asks, what should I tell people who recommend TV shows that depict situations that go against my moral standards?
Such as?
Can you please tell me how to respond when family or close friends recommend a particular TV series to watch, only for me to find out that the show is full of situations and dialogue that go against our moral standards? I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings by telling them that we objected to their suggested program.
What, like Hogan's Heroes?
What? Why? Can you imagine being this bothered by existing?
Don't watch the show.
Yeah. They say here, Judith Martin says, are these people close enough that you can have a civil discussion about what bothers you? If not, it's really not our taste should be enough.
You suggest shows to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Do I ever watch them?
Well, I don't know that there's anything that you would morally object to.
Well, there is. There is.
Have you ever gotten around to watching the other guy's DVD I loaned you 10 years ago? You don't even know where it is, do you?
It's in my car.
You say that, and then you never get it.
At least I know where it is.
How about this? Should my vegan friends be expected to serve meat to non-vegan guests?
What?
Our group of friends switches turns eating dinner at one another's homes.
Yeah.
Four of the five couples eat most foods, and one couple is vegan. When the four couples make food at our homes, we make both meat and at least one vegan dish, plus vegetables and salads.
Yes.
The food is always good. However, whenever we go to the vegan couple's house, they only make vegan food. This does not sit well with some of the couples who think they should at least prepare or purchase non-vegan food for others.
Well, they're,
since the non-vegan couples go out of our way to prepare a vegan dish.
There is a bit of a double standard, but I get it.
They say they cannot cook any meat, cheese, or other dairy products in their house as a rule.
Yeah, one
of the couples wants to stop making vegan dishes altogether at their house, and the vegan couple can fend for themselves. It's causing a real rift in our group. How do we resolve this one?
I think I could handle eating a vegetarian meal.
Well,
I really do.
That's what the advice columnist in this case says.
I think I could. If you know what, it's just fine that it's vegetable lasagna tonight.
The advice columnist here, Carolyn Hacks, gives them an answer, and this is one of our favorite parts of this gimmick. Is
when you get shot down.
Is when you get a response that's the complete opposite of what you're looking for. More often than not, these people are looking for validation, and Carolyn Hacks at the Washington Post is not here to give it. Quote: "Heaven forbid you eat a potato.
Yeah.
If you get woozy after 3 hours without animal products, maybe keep some beef jerky in your pocket."
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It is a little weird, though, that this vegan couple is in, like, how are they in this group?
Yeah, but they are. They're in it.
Yeah.
If they're in it, it's like, I wouldn't. Would you expect them to prepare meat?
No.
I wouldn't.
No. If we had a regular deal where we go to, every month you go to a different person's house, and if they're vegan, I would expect it to be vegan food.
Sure.
But I also think it's good form to make sure that there's something they can eat when they come to my house.
Well, yeah.
But we're eating baby back ribs.
Well,
and there's a bowl of carrots for you guys. I know that's what you're into.
But there is going to be a situation where we are blatantly eating meat. And by that, I mean baby back ribs. Or a whole fish.
What's with the goat grazing in your front yard?
Oh,
you'll see.
Oh, you'll see.
You'll see. Here's a bowl of raisins. Why don't you get started on that? Just about ready to get started on what we're having. Here's one from the Ask the Manager. Now, these are people that have problems not with friends or family, but with work situations. Mm-hmm. Should I accept the demotion and pay cut my boss gave me after I offered my 3 weeks' notice?
So you're quitting, but in that 3 weeks, they want to pay you less?
And demote you.
And demote you?
I'm a director of a department, and when I resigned yesterday with 3 weeks' notice, my boss told me they're going to have to combine another related department with mine and have that department's director take over as the director of the newly combined department. They asked that I wait several days to announce my resignation to colleagues so that they have time to solidify the transition plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now my boss is saying that later this week, they're going to put the combined departments into effect, and I'm going to be demoted from director to a lower-level position with a pay cut.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out through other channels that there will be a meeting tomorrow to present the reorganization plan to the rest of the management team, which I will not be a part of now. They're positioning it as that I've quit in response to my impending demotion.
What? Why can't we tell them the truth?
In addition to feeling like this situation is pretty messed up and terrible for my reputation, taking the demotion will have financial consequences on my unused vacation payout, which is a fairly substantial amount.
Ugh.
Should I announce my resignation to my colleagues now to try to get ahead of the weird spin being placed on this? Or is that just going to add fuel to the fire? And is there a professional way to combat the demotion at this point? I've offered to remain in place to train my successor and aid in the transition, but the demotion was not part of the deal. Am I better off rescinding the notice period of my resignation and just quitting before it takes effect? That's all messed up.
Yeah, that is. We can't tell the truth, huh?
That is weird. This is how we're going to spend it.
I mean, I can even understand them, you know, with the demotion and there's going to be a little less pay. Okay, and I'm also doing less.
Yeah.
You know, I'm also doing less. But the fact that it affects the vacation that you haven't used, that's not cool.
No. In this case, Ask a Manager says you'll have to say that you cannot stay on for the notice period if they're going to cut your pay. And, quote, "Yeah, I would ignore their request to keep it quiet for now and start letting people know so you have more control over the narrative. They have forfeited the right to have you keep your plans quiet."
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, by wanting to tell lies.
Last one. What should I say to let people know I've noticed that they're fat? What's a good way to let people know?
Then I know you're fat. Don't act like I don't know.
What do I say to two neighbor guys who are overweight? You don't miss many meals, do you, is what I want to say. But that seems rude. Somebody ought to say something. Also, a family member has a good friend who gets fatter every time I see her.
You're fatter every time I see you. Big fatso.
I think it must be bad for her health. So what should I say to let people know? I've noticed they're fat.
Oh, well, I'm not sure you're going to get the answer you want.
No,
here.
No. In fact, the advice columnist here says the desire to criticize people you don't know about their bodies is a sign of a really troubling approach to the world.
What?
You've got to figure out what's
going
on. Boy,
I didn't expect that.
You've got to figure out what's going on with you, buddy.
What?
What? Hey, but they're fatsos. What about the fatsos?
Wait a minute.
Wait a
minute. How is this about me?
How are you flipping this on me when they're fat?
Yeah.
It's funny because he's fat.
Wait a minute. Just one second.
The desire to criticize people you don't know about their bodies is a sign of a really troubling approach to the world.
What?
I like
that.
The
world?
Your approach to the world is wrong. Huh? Thanks for the letter. I want you to know something. Rather than talking about how fat people are,
yeah.
I have a problem with your approach to the world.
The world?
Boy, that didn't go the way I thought.
That escalated quickly.
The issue is not what they're gaining weight. The issue is you and your approach to the world.
Wow.
Ouch.
That's almost all-encompassing.
You know, it really is. I'm going to commit that one to memory. I want to use that at some point today. I want to tell somebody that their problem is they have a really troubling approach to the world.
Number five.
Five.
Number five.
Astronaut. This fellow actually passed away back in 2021. Philip K. Chapman. If you are watching the video feed on planet939.com, you'll see that we have a lot of astronauts around the planet studio here. Why, I'm even wearing my NASA shirt today. We're big fans of the space program. NASA announced Apollo-era astronaut Philip K. Chapman passed away. Selected back in August of 67 to be a member of Astronaut Group 6, who were primarily scientists rather than pilots. Chapman was the first Australian-born American astronaut. He wanted to expand humanity beyond Earth, he says. We can build arcs for societies of humans to go on multi-generational missions.
How about we get it figured out down here first?
That would be a good idea. He died in 2021, and they wanted to send his remains into outer space.
Okay.
That must have been something that he had asked for.
He was like, yeah, that's all right. Let's mm-hmm. do that.
So they're going to send his remains into outer space. He was an oral radio physicist who supported the 1971 Apollo 14 mission to the moon as its mission scientist.
Apollo 14.
Yeah. Houston, we don't have a problem. That was what that was their catchphrase.
More Tang.
It's kind of boring. We're actually going to make it, and everyone's going to forget about this whole going to the moon thing. So they wanted to send his remains up into outer space, and the rocket, something called an Up Aerospace rocket, which was carrying not only the remains of this astronaut but a bunch of student projects. They went to launch this thing. And 3 seconds after liftoff.
Yeah. He's all over the place.
Didn't quite make it.
Someone get a broom.
A small suborbital rocket from a Colorado-based company called Up Aerospace failed shortly after its launch this week, exploding mere seconds after liftoff.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Over the New Mexico desert.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Well, you hate when that happens.
Kaboom! Kaboom.
The rocket was carrying over a dozen student experiment payloads for NASA, as well as the remains of this NASA astronaut. It lifted off at 12:45 in the afternoon on May 1st from Spaceport America. Around 3 seconds after ignition, the rocket suffered an anomaly and was destroyed in flight. Oh, no. Rocket was packed with 13 payloads from NASA's TechRise Student Challenge, a series of science and technology experiments created by students from the 6th to 12th grade. Going to have to give you kids all an incomplete on your assignments.
Now he is everywhere.
Oh, no. Oh, no. There were also the cremated remains of chemist Louise Odine on board. She also didn't make it into outer space.
Kabam!
But, you know, the New Mexico desert, I imagine, would be a nice place to have your remains scattered, yeah?
You'd have been more successful if you'd have just opened the window of a truck.
It was either this or blow them up in a rocket. We figured this would be a lot easier.
Over rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
That was the Top 5 Things podcast.
Sure was.
Mm-hmm. We'll have another one for you shortly. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hi, this is Art Linkletter. Thanks for listening.
We're cakes for nutches!
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.